Yo,
welcome back to the motherfucking Lockdown Podcast. I'm your host, Meech Rose, and I'm here with
Big Giovanni.
And we are back at it.
Like a
fucking
crack
addict, boy.
Yes, sir.
That was really gay. That was next level gay. But anyway.
Hey, we're linked up.
Yeah, we were linked up. Man, I missed you guys. This nigga Giovanni didn't miss you, but I missed
y'all. I missed y'all, man.
I miss doing this. I love doing this shit. But today we're gonna talk about a few things. We're gonna talk about the Clippers and Lakers. Of course, everybody's talking about it. It's the number one talked about thing in basketball right now.
We're gonna go over
Kawhi's coronation.
We're gonna go over some season previews, some things that we think is gonna happen, stuff like that.
We're gonna dabble in it. Yeah. And then we're gonna talk about my favorite team, the Spurs.
We're gonna talk about the Lakers a little bit.
We're gonna talk about. I really kind of want to talk about the Pistons too, if possible.
We're just going to talk about, you know, any news that comes to mind or that we can kind of find or something.
Today's kind of an open-ended episode.
Yeah.
Simply because...
Now, do you actually want to start with
DeAndre? Yeah, let's do that. Actually.
Since that's kind of recent right now.
Okay.
So today's Thursday.
The 24th. Yes.
At 9:25 p.m. It's kind of been happening around 9, I would say. We started getting news.
It seems as though DeAndre Ayton, has been suspended for 25 games because of the NBA's anti-drug policy with Duratec, which is a water pill.
Which we didn't know what this was.
We looked it up. It's a water pill. It's used for like diabetics and things of that nature, and apparently it's also used to cover up anabolic steroids.
Yeah.
So. They did a retest just to see if there's any traces of any banned substances, and there wasn't any. And so the NBPA is on his side. They're trying to, you know, get some of that relinquished, trying to get some of that down. It's one of those situations where he's a rookie. He may have accidentally stumbled across some pills. You know what I'm saying?
And then I feel like coming in,
but he's young.
No, well, second year, so, but I feel like, you know, coming in, you don't necessarily know what everything's banned. So if you're using something in college that wasn't banned, but it's banned in the NBA, you kind of don't know that.
And then I don't know exactly for what reason he would be taking Duratec, but maybe he's dehydrated. You know, I don't exactly know what water pills are for.
Maybe
I know that they're for diabetics and things of that nature.
I mean, maybe he is. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he's having dehydration. He went to the hospital and, you know, they gave him some water pills so he could hydrate faster or something of that nature. I'm sorry if we sound completely ignorant because we just are completely ignorant.
Yeah, we don't know about this. We're just finding out the news.
So,
excuse you.
Excuse me, yeah. So, it seems like it was an accident. There was no malicious intent.
Yeah.
They did a double take to see what's going on with him, and it's nothing.
I don't think it's gonna hurt him.
Yeah, but if it is a full 25 games, that's gonna hurt.
Because
the first 25 games of the season, and you're trying to get into
chemistry too.
Yes, and on top of that, the Suns are trying to actually be something this year.
Well, I was
their new point guard Ricky Rubio,
and he had what, like 18 points, 11 boards, or 11 assists, and I think 5 boards. So I think. For a debut, that was pretty good.
For Rubio?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So, I mean, but that's what they needed, though.
By the way, if we stumble across words, we're actually watching the Rockets-Milwaukee game.
I got five bucks on it.
He's losing. He's definitely about to lose that because it's a blowout. We would also be watching the Hawks-Pistons game if it wasn't for the blackout. I don't know what the fuck that's all about. But Derrick Rose, man. Telling you, he might lead the Pistons to a championship this year.
When he shifted Brogdon.
And then gave him that layup that would have been a dunk if it was 2011 rules.
And then Brogdon tried to do it back.
And looked dumb.
Yeah. But anyways, we're going to go ahead and start off. So, you know, we miss you guys. You know, we're going to try to get back. NBA season's back.
So we should be back.
So we're back.
Well, honestly, we've never really had a podcast during the NBA season. Our podcast was pretty much the entirety of offseason and playoffs.
Yeah.
We started in the beginning of the playoffs.
In June.
Yeah, in the beginning of the playoffs. Yeah. And then
And then
we've never had a full NBA season, so I wonder what this is gonna feel like. This is gonna be totally different than anything we've ever done.
No, it's gonna be a lot of I think we're gonna have a lot of news to cover. Yeah, a lot of stuff to cover.
It's gonna be so
cover.
Much easier to find shit to talk about.
Talk about. I mean, the playoffs, that was pretty easy in my opinion too.
Yeah, it was super easy.
But off season. We try to get some good show or some good shows out for you guys, but you know, it's tough.
It was so difficult. It's like there's not really much to talk about. That's why it was like a lot of us missing time and then coming back with a bunch of stories.
Yeah. Or like us like our what was it called? Get rings or
die trying. That might not even be a thing during the season. It might be, but
depending on how much news we have.
We should have a lot of news though.
Yeah. But yeah. Anyways, we can start off by talking about some of the games or some of the season openers.
Right.
So go ahead. Who do you want to talk about first?
Let's talk about this this Clips Lakers game, because as much as the Lakers fans hate it, it looks like Kawhi is actually the king of Los Angeles, bro.
And to my to me defending the Lakers and LeBron, I would say we only have. What, like nine new players? Only nine new players? Come on now. We have to build chemistry. So I feel LeBron was a little bit off. He had five turnovers, I think, in three quarters or something like that, which I don't think is going to happen the entire season. I hope not. But, you know, everybody's still trying to get comfortable to each other. Danny Green was going off.
The entire, like, everybody of the Raptors, all the Raptors players did really good last night. night.
What's it called?
Pascal did good, Kawhi did good, Danny did good, Kyle Lowry did good, Kyle Lowry didn't play, did he?
Yeah, he played, but he wasn't that good. I mean, he had some clutch shots, though.
Fred Fleet.
He had, I think, 30 points.
Fred Fleet had 30?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
But anyways, for me to come to LeBron's defense, all I want to say is, I mean, it's a new crew.
Can I live in a moment a little bit?
Go ahead.
LeBron looked really old out there. He looked really fucking
old. He looked old, guys.
He looked super old, like unnecessary. Yeah. The nigga looked aged.
But you know what's crazy? During preseason, he actually looked pretty good.
He looked better during preseason.
Yeah, he looked pretty good. And I don't know if that's just going to be him, like, rust because he hasn't played those minutes in a minute.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes complete sense.
Because he had, what, like 250 games off or something like that?
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you look at his numbers... He had 10 rebounds and 8 assists. Yeah, that's nice. But he went 7 for 19.
Yeah. And then...
How many fucking turnovers did he have?
He had 5, if I'm not mistaken.
5 turnovers? So, like, he's looking old out there, bro.
Yeah, but...
And then AD, he was deferring heavy to AD.
He was.
AD wasn't really showing up either. He went 8 for 21. That's not good for a center.
AD was posting heavy. Like, they were posting AD, like, every play.
Right.
Which, I mean, I understand because
because you're trying to get him into the groove.
Yeah, and then also he was getting a lot of fouls, so I mean, you know, that works.
But simultaneously, you went 8 for 21 as a big.
Yeah.
You're supposedly the best big man in the league. Supposedly a top 5 player in the league. Supposedly.
Don't say supposedly because he
is. Nah, because I'm hearing niggas out here saying that he's the best player in the league. He's quite possibly the best player in the league. We haven't seen him on a good team. Let's see if he's the best player. I don't believe that at all.
Like, who was saying that?
I think it was Skip or Shannon. One of them. Stephen A. One of them niggas.
I believe. I mean, he's a top 5 for sure.
I don't know. For sure. After that performance last night.
I mean,
Either that performance, either that's a prerequisite of what's to come.
No.
Or
I don't think so.
Kawhi Leonard just owns the Lakers. Like he's just the god of the Lakers.
I wouldn't agree with that.
He just did them niggas last night, bro.
I would say this though. Kawhi was getting his buckets. I think he went 7 straight by himself.
Yeah.
You know, Kawhi, I think he's still feeling it from the finals.
Playoffs. No, fuck the finals, that playoffs thing. Yeah. Skip said something. I completely agreed with it after watching the game. He said Kawhi usually he kind of looks shy or he's kind of like head down working. He had his fucking chest out. He was letting his nuts drag last night, and I think that it had a lot to do with them booing him. Hey, y'all should have did that. Y'all unleashed the beast on that nigga Bron, boy. Y'all unleashed the beast. Oh, he was. He. It really looked like he played his ass off last night or that night, and it's just.
But the thing too is, we were in there in the third quarter. We were in there.
Yeah,
we were in there.
Right.
But
imagine what y'all could have did with Kuz.
Hold up. Yeah, Kuzma's coming back in November, I believe.
Right. But you also have to remember, like, with Kuzma being gone, Paul George was also gone. And he still handled those young niggas.
27 points. Or 27 minutes.
Right.
0 points.
Okay.
Five fouls. Five.
Okay. KCP.
Three rebounds.
Okay.
Bro, what kind of shit is that?
Was that KCP?
That was KCP. That was a stat line for that game.
Bro, Frank Vogel obviously doesn't know how to do his job. Because you let him go 27 minutes with no points.
You know what's crazy?
And five fucking fouls? Was that? Did I say five fouls?
It was five fouls.
What the fuck?
It was, what's it called? And he was guarding Kawhi a lot. Like, a lot of those possessions that he scored seven straight. I think I want to say all of them at least. He was guarding him.
For what?
And, well, KCP is what, like 6'5 or something? Kawhi is what, 6'7, 6'8? That was a terrible matchup.
Yo, son.
And then,
what the fuck is wrong with your new coach, bro? What's his name, Frank Vogel?
Yeah.
Is it Frank Vogel? Yeah. Nigga sucks, obviously.
But, anyways, we gotta get him out of there. We gotta.
You know what? By the way, Patrick Beverley was handling shit out there.
You know what I was thinking of a trade?
I'm listening.
KCP for Andre Iguodala.
Why would the Grizzlies do that?
Grizzlies don't want him. He don't want to be there.
Grizzlies do.
They don't. No, they don't.
That's the thing. Why do you think they haven't traded him yet? They want to get something of value for him. Not just let him go like...
KCP.
Read that stat line again for me, bro.
KCP.
No, read the stat line. No, can you read that stat line for me?
I don't know where my phone
is. No, you know where it's at. It's right there. I can see it. Read that stat line for me again.
I read it.
Matter of fact, I'll read it.
I read it.
KCP, 27 minutes, 0 of 3 from field goal, 0 of 2 from 3-pointer, 0 points. I don't know, 5 personal fouls, 3 assists, and 3 rebounds. This nigga sucks, bro. This nigga sucks. What kind of value would you get out of KCP?
I mean,
I'd rather have Alex Caruso, who didn't play last game.
He's injured.
He is?
He's injured, yeah.
It says DNP coach's decision right here.
No, he's injured. Because in the preseason, he went up for a layup and then landed on his tailbone. And he got fucked up. He's day-to-day.
Avery Bradley didn't look bad, though.
No.
He didn't look terrible.
I mean...
That's what I'm thinking is going to be your starting point guard at some point.
No, Rondo. Rondo's starting.
Yeah, but Avery Bradley...
No, I know. I'm just saying what was announced. Rondo's starting.
You say so, but Avery Bradley's looking really good out there.
No, he was, and he's a pretty good defender. I mean, he can shoot. He can.
It's been solidified that Danny Green is definitely your starting two guard. It's not even an option.
I mean, I think at first I thought we overpaid for him, but hey, man, if he's gonna
you definitely did.
I mean, if he's gonna be like that though,
he's still gonna average about 10 points.
If he's gonna be like that though,
I mean, if he has games like that, just randomly, sporadically throughout the season,
and then he always brings it in the playoffs.
Oh yeah,
so.
Ooh. Because he did really shit in the playoffs last year.
Okay, last year. This is like his first time, though.
Yeah, that's true. But age, it could be age. Okay. You know, shit like that. Like, if as you're aging, you can't be bad in situations because now it looks like you're aging. Time is catching up to you.
And then also, you shouldn't be bad because you have all of that experience. Yeah, and especially Danny. I mean, Danny's been to the playoffs and multiple finals. So
pretty much every year of his career.
Like LeBron, basically, except the finals.
Like, I think, I legitimately think he was there every year of his career, if I'm not mistaken.
No, because he was in the Cavs.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think, when he was a rookie, I don't think he...
He didn't make the playoffs with the Cavs. But every year after that, because he went to the Spurs in 2010.
So he got drafted to 2009.
Yeah.
I said 2018.
So 2010 all the way up to 20. He's been in the playoffs for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
So he has superb playoff experience.
Yeah.
He might not have played in the playoffs for every single year of these 10 years. What happened? I'm missing the fucking game. Stop making faces. You're fucking up. He may not have played in the playoffs for every single year of these 10 years, but for at least 7 of them, he's been in that playoff spot doing his damn thing.
Yeah. What's it called? But, you know, Danny, I think we overpaid, but if he's going to be doing...
Wait, how much y'all pay him? 13? 15 2 years? Yeah, that's...
I mean, I think we overpaid for him a little bit, but...
Well, if you think about it, right? I think it's a good idea to just clear... To use up all that cap for the next 2 years, because there's nothing next year in, mm-hmm. in the free agency. So you hold then, that cap until the year after next.
Giannis,
just to hold yourself to it so you don't be a prisoner of the moment.
But
and of that,
we got to get rid of KCP. That's a contract, or that's a person we have to get rid of. We have to.
What do you need to get rid of him for?
If he's going to be performing like this,
yeah, I mean,
why do we have him? No, bro. Because then we're just going to be wasting a man or just wasting our money.
Spot, yeah. Play Antetokounmpo.
Huh?
Play Antetokounmpo.
He's a two-way contract. So yeah, he only has a number of games he can play.
Right. But, like, just call him up.
I mean, what does he play? Like, power four,
center?
Yeah, like
four.
Yeah.
I think three or four.
Yeah.
Four or five.
We're running him a 4 and 5 in the preseason. I mean, he was doing good, though.
Was he doing good?
Yeah. He was doing, he had a lot of lobs. What's it called? Lobs, and then also a whole bunch of blocks. But the thing is, too, we're really big. So, like, do we need another big?
Yeah. That's one big question mark I've had on your team this entire time, is you have 90% of your fucking roster is forwards and centers. Like...
Oh, and then... Sorry to get off topic. It's just lockdown juice.
It's the lockdown juice.
But anyways, Philly's gonna be a defensive monster.
Well, I knew that going in.
I know, but like
Al Horford and Joel Embiid. I think Al Horford is one of the very few people that can stop Embiid and stop Giannis. So you put them on the same team with Embiid, who's also going to clog up that paint. It's going to be really tough. They literally built that team to fuck with Giannis.
And then also Ben Simmons is, you know, they had the biggest lineup.
Yeah, I mean, NBA. They have a pretty big fucking lineup. No homo. But shit.
They didn't pull up three? Giannis? No.
It was short
a little bit.
I like
yeah.
the confidence.
But what's it called? Yeah, dude, that defense is disgusting. Like, for real. Like, I didn't know if they were going to be, like, good.
Right.
I just wanted to see a game. And after that game they put against Boston, like,
by the way, my
good.
Fucking Chicago Bears suck.
Chicago? Dude, who likes NFL, first of all?
Me, kind
of. Dude, NBA season.
And I love the NFL.
Yo, NBA season's back.
Okay,
you know?
I'm sorry.
Fuck all the bullshit.
Sorry, bro. Damn, Trae Young!
What?
38. 11 for 21. 10 for 12 from free throw.
Did they win?
Yeah, they won.
Damn.
D. Rose, 27. 11 for 16. 3 assists and a rebound. Good God. Yo, Trae Young had 9 assists and 7 rebounds. With that
7 three. Rebounds?
Yes. He might be young Steph Curry, bro.
But,
he might be young Steph Curry.
D. Rose. The Pistons need this from D. Rose because Blake's not playing for a minute.
And Reggie's playing like shit, too.
We've been knowing that.
They need to get rid of him. KCP for Reggie Jackson.
Guys, do you think like D. Rose is going to be in the starting point guard position by the end of the season?
No. I think he's going to deserve it. He already deserves it. I think he's definitely going to deserve it. But they're paying Reggie Jackson, what, $17 million, $18
million? 18.
Yeah, they're not going to fucking put it. You're not paying $18 million for a bitch player.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but like... Sometimes, man. Sometimes you gotta...
I mean, unless he's Manu fucking Ginobili, you're not playing $18 million for a bench player.
I know, but, like, sometimes, bro, you'd rather start somebody that's getting paid less. If they're actually producing.
Well, he's producing really well off the bench. I like him off the bench because the first game of the season, who I believe it was against the Pacers, there was a 10-0 run that the Pacers were on. They put Derrick Rose in, and he completely stopped that run started up their own.
But the thing is, too, is... We should see how D. Rose is in the starting lineup. You know
I don't
what I'm
know, man. I don't think you want to fuck with it too much. Because if he's playing this well with the backups and he's leading this bench mob, I don't think that you should like mess with it because you're gonna fuck up chemistry.
Yeah.
And you know Reggie's probably has an ego.
Yeah. I guess you got a point there, but do you see where I'm coming from?
I definitely do. Because sometimes you just want to win games.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You can just put them at the end.
Yeah, but the thing is... Oh, yeah.
You put them in the fourth.
Yeah. But the thing is, too, I think the Pistons can actually have, like, a shot. Not going deep, maybe, but, like, they have a shot to enter the playoffs and then actually, like, fuck up some shit.
If Derrick Rose keeps playing like he's playing, if Luke Kennard keeps dropping 30...
He dropped 30?
Last game he did. He dropped 13 tonight. 13. So if he can keep it around 17 or 18.
15, somewhere around there.
If he can keep it like somewhere around 18 points, if Derrick Rose can keep it around
20, 15, 21.
If he can keep it around 15, right? If Luke Kennard and Derrick Rose off the bench combine for 30 every night, and then have Luke Kennard's
off the bench?
Yeah. And then, well, they're starting B. Brown. I forgot his name. Bruce Brown?
Oh, Bruce Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So if those two could combine for 30 off the bench every night, and then you have Drummond and Blake on the starting lineup doing their thing, even though Blake's out right now, but Drummond 21 and 12 tonight.
I mean, Drummond's...
He's going to be Drummond.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and
one thing, you brought up Drummond. One thing. Dude, what's up with the fantasy league?
Bro.
Because I got
don't look like it's happening.
Bro, I got my coworker on it.
It don't look like it's happening, bro. Right, I think we're going to have to close it out. I'm sorry. I want to do it, but like nobody else is really as interested.
We only need like 3 people.
Yeah, I know. Houston's not really as interested, and Jay completely just doesn't.
Yeah, me, you, and my coworker.
You need four people. Yeah. But fuck it. We're not going to talk about it right now. We're doing the podcast. We can't be talking about personal shit on the podcast.
My bad, guys.
We'll have an episode about fantasy, though. Like, we'll do a fantasy league, and then we'll have an episode.
I mean, we got to start because when the season is, like, longer, or, like, it's, what's it called? It's been
going on for a while.
What's it called? It doesn't let you make
start. Okay. Another thing, Thon Maker. He...
The MVP, Thon?
He played 19 minutes and had 1 point last night. 5 rebounds. That's unacceptable.
That's unacceptable.
You might have to move him.
At least do something else. Get like, 10 rebounds and, like... Yeah. 6 assists or something, at least.
Something of that nature.
Yeah.
Or at least just get 10 rebounds. Like, if you get 10 rebounds, I want more points, but
you got 10 rebounds. Yeah.
You got us 10 extra options on the other side.
Yeah.
5 is fine, but you're 7 foot. Yeah. I need more than 5. Yeah. But I could really see them making a deep playoff run if they can keep this conference finals? Yes. Like, if this bench can keep this up, if Blake Griffin comes in and...
What do you guys think?
Look, I don't know. It's a lot of ifs. But if this bitch can keep this up, if Blake Griffin can come in and do his goddamn thing.
What he did last year?
Anything. Just give me 25. 20, 25, and 10.
Yeah, but the thing that sucks is, Blake had like a really solid season last year.
Yeah, man.
And he played like 7 games, I want to say. Something of that nature, yes. So, like, you don't want to waste that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Why do you mean?
Because last year, they didn't do shit.
Right.
So, I'm saying this year, you don't know if he can do that 70-game season again.
Right. You don't need to do that, though. Fuck it. Don't rest him. Rest him. Rest Derrick Rose. Rest Luke Kennard. Do a lot of resting, but you have to win, though. In order for your fans to be okay with you resting players, you have to win.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you gotta win. If they're at least like a 6 seed, 5 seed, you know what I'm saying?
I could definitely see them beating the Celtics.
The Celtics? Oh, yeah.
In the 7-game series?
We were talking about this in the car, right? So, Siakam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Siakam got that extension, right?
Uh-huh.
He got 130 mil.
Right.
That's the max any rookie could get.
Jaylen
Brown got 115 mil.
Right.
Almost the max.
Right.
Siakam dropped, what, 36, was it?
I believe so.
Can you look that up real quick?
I can look that up.
And then... Guess what Jaylen Brown dropped? Can you guys guess? 4 points.
Okay, let's see.
4 points. Like, that's unacceptable. After you get all that money, like, you want to show your worth.
That you
want to show that, hey, guys.
You just got to be worth it.
You know, like, thanks for believing in me. Like,
you got to show some sort of appreciation.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if Jaylen...
34 points.
34 points, and then can you look up Jaylen? Because I think it was 4 points. 4 or 7 points. But okay, either or, that's unacceptable. After you get that extension, almost the max.
It's comedy that I'm looking shit up, but you have your laptop in front of you.
Yeah, but I'm talking.
Go ahead.
But what's it called? That's
it's
a
ridiculous.
Bad.
It's stupid.
Yeah,
it's a bad opening.
It's a bad look, to be honest.
Jaylen Brown, 3 for 6, 8 points.
He had 8 points.
Yeah.
And how many minutes?
5 fouls. 21.
21. Almost that KCP lineup, except he had more points.
Yeah, like, that's not... He definitely has to do better. But, I mean... Yeah.
Because there's more open shots. Horford's not there and Kyrie's gone. You get
somebody
more
needs to take those shots.
Is it going to be Jaylen? Or is it going to be Jason?
Jason's taken enough.
I know, but I'm saying.
Jaylen needs to take more shots. There's no reason why he shouldn't be taking more shots.
Or at least
there's so much space for him to take the more shots. You know, like, he's acting a damn ass. He needs to play better.
And
I respect him.
And I don't know if it's to play better. I don't know if it's gonna be like a Wiggins situation where they give him all that money and then
them
just
two
stop.
Are just fucking robbing these teams in the league.
Yeah, like he's just gonna get all that money and then stop caring about basketball because that's what it looks like. Wiggins. I mean, there's been multiple reports of Wiggins' worth ethic with Butler. You know how he kind of got his way out of Minnesota. So like,
and it seemed to be just because of Wiggins.
Yeah, yeah. Because I mean, Carl is not a great defender. I want to say, but you know, he still does points. He still gets rebounds. He does everything else. But still, you know.
Surplus.
I'm not sure.
Okay. We'll talk about it after. Yeah, like he still gets his buckets.
Yeah, I mean he has a great stat line. The only thing is lacking is defense.
His plus minus the other night was like -26.
Yeah, but he had that great stat line.
-26.
I mean, that happens negative to the best of us.
Not to me. You remember what happened last time I played with you, nigga?
I'll shut this whole podcast down. I don't know. But what's it called? Anyways, yeah, man. NBA's back. NBA's back. I'm happy.
I'm very excited.
There's a lot of news.
All right, let's talk about my favorite team in the league.
Because, I mean, we kind of already talked about the Lakers. Yeah. But
I think we went on a tangent and completely missed something that we were supposed to come back to, if I'm not mistaken. I think we did. Probably the Lakers and Clippers. I don't think we were finished with that, but we are now.
I mean,
Let's get back into San Antonio. San Antonio, last night.
First of all, I'm listening. Do you like the contract they gave to Murray? Yes or no, and why?
It made me nut my pants. First of all, that contract is going to be a steal in 2 years. In 2 years, that contract is going to be an absolute fucking steal.
What do you see Murray doing in 2 years?
2 years. The way he played last night, I could see him averaging like 15. 8-9 in 2 years, being an all defensive first team. I can see him doing that this year.
Well, I mean, wasn't he
in his first real season of playing the NBA?
Yeah,
because you know how the Spurs rookies kind of play in the G League and then play some garbage minutes and play in the G League and play garbage minutes and shit like that. Like there was literally a time where the Spurs Twitter was just call up. Sit back down. Call up. Sit back down.
But the thing is, I've heard, I don't know if this is true.
Okay, I'm listening.
That a lot of Spurs fans want Pop to release Walker. Walker.
Release him where?
Like release him. Like have him play. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Oh, we do. We definitely do. We've been hearing a lot of shit about DeJounte Murray, right? So. Okay.
What is Walker? A shooting guard?
Yeah, he's a two.
Okay.
So that's who I think is going to be the best backcourt in the league at some point.
That's a bold prediction.
So, Greg Popovich, this is a direct quote from him. Greg Popovich says, DeJounte Murray might be the fastest person I've seen in 10, did he say 10 or 20? One of the two, like 20 years. He was like, and Lonnie Walker might be faster than him.
With the hair? With the hair?
Boy. Like... Nigga, we could see, like, these, we could really call, we could really have a Spurs team that's completely different from any other Spurs team we've ever seen. Because usually we're a slow team, we
back
get the
to
buckets,
the basket.
You know what I'm saying? But we could possibly become a team where it's just take
but,
off,
but
get the
thing
ball
is
and
too,
run.
So in 2 years, or, you know, whenever they get Walker from the G League, just regular
this
minutes.
Year. He's probably going to get some good minutes this year.
So what do you do with, what's it called? With DeMar?
DeMar? He's running three. The real question is, what do you do with Derek White?
Derek White, oh.
Because.
And Brent Forbes.
Brent Forbes is starting at the two right now.
He is? Okay.
There should be no situation where Brent Forbes isn't getting minutes. There should be no situation where Brent Forbes isn't getting minutes. If I'm not mistaken, he gave us like 11 points last night or something of that nature. It was a crazy amount of points. He gave us some buckets. Let me double check. I don't want to say 11 points. And then be like completely far off because, you know, he probably got more.
Yeah. I mean, I'll look it up for you.
I'm looking it up already. Oh. Don't worry about it.
I got the computer.
I'm right here. Brent Forbes. 20 points. Excuse me. I apologize. 20 points from Brent Forbes last night. 22 points from Aldridge. DeMar, though.
How much did he have?
13. And he went 3 for 10.
That's not a good look. 10.
That's not good.
But the thing is, too, it's the first game, so. Like,
he got to get into it.
Yeah.
I'm, I know he sometimes has mental health issues where he'll, you know, be, maybe he'll be anxious, maybe he'll be depressive, things of that nature. But
which, you we understand.
But we need him as a team. We need him to be our leader. I know DeJounte is our leader, but we need a offensive leader.
And then also, he's a vet, so
exactly
when you have a vet that's a leader,
that's even that's the best.
It calms everybody down.
It makes everybody, because a rookie will have you on edge.
LaMarcus, can he be that?
I think he is that. I think he probably does that better than DeMar does, because simply because he's been there for longer. Real top talking point right here, real quick about the Spurs. Jakob Poeltl, we didn't extend him. We did not extend him. His extension was expiring the same day as DeJounte's. We didn't extend him. And then on the opening night, we didn't start him.
Oof.
And we only played him 16 minutes.
Did you?
We started Trey Lyles.
Did you? Are you hearing anything?
Like, I'm not hearing anything. But that's a big question mark. He's going to have to really prove something this year. Because I mean, if he
doesn't... Wasn't he playing good, though? Or was he like...
He was okay. I mean, he kind of fucks up our spacing a little bit. Because our best lineup is
Bertans, probably.
He's gone.
He's gone?
On the Wizards. I tell you that every single time. He's on the Wizards. We traded him to try to get Morris.
Yeah.
fuck you. Fuck you.
My bad, bro.
Fuck Morris.
My bad, dog.
Fuck Marcus Morris. Fuck 0.4 seconds. Fuck Derek Fisher. Fuck all that shit. Fuck LeBron James. Anyway, Trail Out was the good last night anyway. But that's besides the point. Our lineup was...
It died.
Well, the camera died, so whatever. Our lineup in the playoffs was, if I'm not mistaken, Derek White, DeMar, I think Brent Forbes was in there, Rudy Gay, or no, it was LaMarcus and then Jakob. Which was a low spacing, like, team.
Yeah,
there wasn't a lot of shooting in there.
Brent Forbes.
Brent Forbes is a shooter, but he was.
Oh, Derek White coming off the bench, I guess.
So my thing is, like, him and LaMarcus together isn't really that good of a thing. It's not good because there's no spacing in the front court. Can you pay attention to me when I'm talking?
I'm listening.
Okay. So therefore, it's probably not a good idea to give him a big contract because you're going to have to stagger him with LaMarcus because LaMarcus, he needs that paint area. Mm-hmm. He needs to be able to work. And Jakob can't shoot. DeMar, he needs that mid-range area and things of that nature. So it kind of fucks up our space.
I have the answer, though.
What's your answer?
You already know who.
Who?
The Italian Stallion.
Oh, Belly.
Belly.
Did he get any minutes? 18 minutes, 3 points. He'll have games like that. He only 50%, though.
Hey, that's something.
He'll have games like that.
Better than KCP, though.
Way better than KCP.
But anyways, I don't know, man. You have no shooters, so.
Yeah, well, DeJounte, he's been working on that jumper. 1-for-1 from three last night. 100% from three-pointer
He shouldn't just shoot anymore.
100% from three this season. So, 18 points, 70%. That's what I'm mostly proud about. 70% on 18
points. So he's not taking bad shots.
Not taking bad shots. 8 rebounds. He's getting in there, getting the boards. 6 assists, and he has the vision. That's all we need. All of that are things that we need, and his defensive leadership. Those are things that we didn't have last year that will make us a 10 times better team this year.
Who do you think should he model his game after? Like a Kawhi?
Maybe.
You know how Kawhi was all defense first, right, and then kind of transitioned to offense. So,
okay. It's kind of hard for me to say that.
It's a soft shot.
It's a what?
Soft spot.
It's kind of hard for me to figure out like who he should model his game after. Because I think that his game is
just like
his game.
Yeah, he has his
and
own
game. And I think he should just evolve his game. You know what I'm saying?
But you don't think
keep the pace?
Because everybody picks something.
Yeah. But he seems to be picking things up from Tim, which is strange because Tim's a big.
Yeah.
But he seems to, because he talks a lot about him, and he talks about how he's always on there and
asking questions, in the huddle, in the practice,
handling shit, running with them, keeping up with them, and shit like that. So I think that mentally, he should get his IQ from Tim Duncan. He should try to get his defense. And
Kawhi,
yeah, from Kawhi Leonard, who is a really good friend of his, and I think that they run together in the summer. If I'm not mistaken, I think they do though. He should try to get his offense from Manu. You know what I'm saying? That'd be a nice, if Manu can stop by every once in a while, get some, pick his brain. If you can get that Euro dial, boy, that'd be really tough, my guy.
Hey, the game right now, Giannis has 30 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, almost a triple-double.
That's looking really good.
And they're down by 3.
11 rebounds.
So my money looking kind of good.
Over the back foul. Is that over the back?
I think they called it like a push.
Who pushed?
I don't know. He just flew.
Like over the back.
He just flew. sorry.
Back to DJM. I think that he can be, I think he just needs to work on his shooting. If he can be a shooter and he can do everything else that he does and not lose any parts of his game, which will be a struggle because when you work on something, you kind of stop forget working about on something else. And you gain rust. But you know what I'm saying? Like work on that post game with DeMar.
That fade. That he has, yeah.
Work on them bang, them dunks. I need DeMar to, or I need DeJounte to be
DeMar,
larger than life player because otherwise no one's going to watch Spurs games.
No, but the thing is too, I mean, he can kind of model his game after DeMar, except the shooting.
Yeah, I need some shooting.
No, I know. I'm saying besides the shooting. Because DeMar, I mean, he's a pretty good defender. He's all right.
Mm-hmm.
He can post you up, and he can dunk all over you.
Right. So, I tweeted out, this is probably one of the better backcourts in the league. DeJounte's going to lock your favorite point guard down, and DeMar is going to bang on him. Please stop fucking doing that. I might have to turn this TV off because you're pissing me off. You're distracting me. We're not going tangents.
Down by one, though. That's all I got to say.
And
he has what, 13 rebounds now or something like that?
Something of that nature.
But I mean, it's possible. I could definitely,
nigga,
I could definitely see it.
Continue. I'm sorry.
I could definitely see it if it, you know, if it goes the way you think it's gonna go.
I want it to go.
Yeah.
Where my heart tells me it's gonna go. I think DeJounte quite possibly could be one of the better point guards in the league. I think he could be top 5 by the end.
Do you think he can be kind of like a Dame where people don't know he's good and then later on? Yeah.
I think he'll be more of a Curry where he'll just like pop out of nowhere. Like he'll just appear and be a god, you know? Because Dame, everybody knew Dame was a top 3,
not
top
5
point guard. Everybody knew Dame was a top 5 point guard. If you didn't know, then you weren't really a basketball fan. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew he was, but he kind of had a coming out party where he let his balls drag and he put his chest out and he was like, y'all not finna fucking bully me. You know what I'm saying? So, and completely destroyed a franchise, by the way. that should go on his
accomplishments
list when he gets into the Hall of Fame. Continuing on. If we can get numbers like this from DeJounte pretty much every night, awesome. If we can get 10 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, that's perfectly fine too. If we can keep that percentage though, around 60-50, if we can get that percentage around 60-50, insane. We can get that 3-point percentage up to like 30, maybe. Awesome. I just think that that'd be as good as he could possibly be this year. If he goes even better, like shut me the fuck up. I want to be shut the fuck up. But I could see him at best doing like this season, probably like 10-7-5
for the season. You can't see 15.
I could see 15.
I could,
but he's coming off an ACL tear.
Yeah.
He is a better shooter.
I mean,
and he's getting a lot more minutes. And he's getting more touches.
But maybe from like October all the way to December,
right?
He's going to be averaging maybe like 10-11. But then, you know, when he kind of gets his legs back,
goes on a crazy ass run where he's averaging 20. Because
I mean,
20.
We've seen it before. You know, not as an injury per se, but Trae Young, he had kind of a bad start to the season, but the latter half of the year, he just.
But he's not
crazy.
Having a bad start.
No, I know.
He's having
but
a really
I'm,
good start.
No,
I definitely see what you're saying. I definitely see what you're saying. I just want him to be comfortable. I don't want him to play outside of himself. I want him to
like showboat or something.
Well, Nerlens Noel. This is my example. Nerlens Noel, he was a good center. He went to Dallas and took a little bit of money so he can prove that he's worth more. And then he went to try to prove that he was worth more and played outside of himself. So it seemed like he was worse than he actually was. Things like going after blocks, but then or being too aggressive on trying to get a block and getting pump faked into a layup. Going after a board and coming down and getting it and then getting poked. Shit like that. Those are things where you're playing outside of yourself. So I don't want DJM to play outside of himself at all. I want him to be as comfortable
just
as possible.
Game.
Play your game. Keep the ball moving. Keep the pace fast. Things of that nature, and things will be sweet. Everything will be beautiful. But I think that's enough about the Spurs because I always go on super long tangents about my San Antonio Spurs. But Jakob Poeltl is a really big question mark.
Let's talk about the Lakers real quick. I don't want to go too in depth because there's just a couple things that I want to talk about here.
There's a couple other teams I want to talk about, but we'll get to it afterwards.
KCP, I honestly do think he has to be traded. I said it earlier today. He has to be traded, or LeBron and AD has to talk to him about what he's doing. Kind of like what they had with Dwight.
Right.
Kind of set him straight. Hey man, put him in his place, basically. Hey man, we need you to do this.
Right.
You're on the team to do this, so play your role and just shut up and dribble.
Okay. Shut the fuck up and dribble, yeah, basically.
But I love our team. Chemistry's not there right now, obviously. We have 9 new players. But I love our team. Dwight and JaVale, interchangeable. The same player, honestly. Basically, like the same player.
Just the same exact player.
We're gonna get all the boards with AD and
yeah, you have five centers.
Yeah, and then
three power forwards and shit.
I would agree with Dimitri, with Michi, LeBron did kind of look, a little bit old. I want to say maybe that was the rust because he hasn't played these minutes in a minute. He hasn't played them in a while, I would say, but I'm not worried right now. It's just the first game.
It's still just the first game, and that's why I opened my line with, "Can I live in the moment?"
Right? Yeah, yeah. It is just the first game. I'm not worried at this moment. I would say maybe 20 games in, and we're maybe the 68 seat. I would say we're at 41 minutes.
Okay.
Then I would be like, "Hey man, kind of, what's going on?" But I mean, I love our team. Defense is there. I would say. I miss Captain America, Caruso.
Yeah.
He's injured. I could see him start. I think he's
he's
starting.
He's good enough to start.
Yeah.
That's a point guard, yeah.
So we have...
He really carried your offense while during the end of that season last year.
Yeah, when LeBron and Rondo and Alonzo, everybody was injured.
Training and shit like that.
We need Kuz back. Kuz is going to be
definitely.
He's going to be a big help. A big help. Because if he can just defend a little bit, because he's a great shooter, offensive player, he's great. But if he can start defending, because he's, 6'9", and it has, a 6'10 wingspan, 6'11", something like that.
I need to know these players' standing reach. They need to, there needs to be
What I like?
Statistic.
I like how they release their official,
the real heights.
The real heights.
And you know what? KD is 6'10". I thought he was, 6'9". I thought he was going to end up being, 6'11", 6'12".
6'12".
I thought he was going to end up being 6'11", 7'.
No, but the crazy part is, in OKC, he was listed at 6'9", or 6'8".
If I'm not mistaken, Boogie Cousins is listed at 6'9". No. I believe.
Can look at that.
I'll double check.
Bringing up Boogie Cousins, I actually saw him. I don't think he's going to play this season. Hopefully he doesn't. But I was seeing him shooting some free throws, in the Lakers practice facility,
right.
Which is a good sign. I'm always rooting for Boogie, and if we can get him back and he's actually he's 100% healthy, I don't want to rush anything. We've seen what happens with KD when you rush stuff, but if we can get him back, he's 100% healthy, I would love to see him back. I would love to see what he can bring to the Lakers,
because he could probably bring something nice.
It's
gonna be hard because he had a bad season last year. We're not gonna bullshit.
Yeah,
he had a pretty bad season last year. He had one great game in that finals.
I think it was game one, wasn't it?
Season.
I think it was game one.
I think it was game one or game two.
Yeah.
No, it was game two because he was like, "I need my team to trust me." And they He was like, "I need y'all to trust me."
And then I think he dropped 25 points and
did spectacular.
I would love to see Boogie back, but again, if he's not 100% healthy, I don't want to see him out there.
Don't force it.
Yeah, don't force it. Again, I think we're going to be fine without him. And you know what? I kind of am happy. At the same time, I'm not, though. That Kawhi didn't want to be a Laker, because imagine that, how LeBron and AD look, and then just add Kawhi.
I don't think Kawhi would have had that problem.
What do you mean?
His chest is out, man. His nuts are dragging.
No. I'm saying imagine if all three were in the same team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would have been disgusting. Like, how AD and LeBron look.
Looked last night, looked really bad, right?
No. But I'm saying, like, you know, when chemistry is built. And then, because in the preseason, they were just pick and roll everybody to death.
I don't think they had very many pick and rolls.
Because they were just posting up AD.
Right. Which seems like a good idea on paper, because who's going to defend Montrezl Harrell? Who's going to defend him? You think that until you see Montrezl Harrell actually defending this nigga.
No, but I think
and that... And he's actually doing his goddamn thing. Go ahead, bro. Talk.
But I think that, like, on some other teams, like the Warriors, like, post up every day. Like, who do they have to defend him?
So, real quick, I think the Warriors might be kryptonite for the Lakers.
No, I think they're out. They might be kryptonite for the Lakers. Bro, I think they're out. Like, I thought that if Klay Thompson came back, they were going to make the playoffs, but Klay's not coming back.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. But I think that they could end up being kryptonite for the Lakers.
I don't think so, bro. Because, listen,
they weren't really that good on perimeter defense.
Who?
The Lakers. They looked really bad on perimeter defense.
But look who we got now.
The Lakers look really bad on perimeter defense against the Clippers. They look really, really bad. Oh, okay. If you see Steph out there dropping fucking three-pointers from crazy deep, and then D'Angelo's out there dropping three-pointers from closer, but still pretty deep, you know what I'm saying? That's going to look really, really, really bad. Is it looking scary out here for these Lakers, bro? It's looking real scary.
But to the point I was trying to make...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
With Klay's out, I don't think that... they're making the playoffs anymore. Because apparently...
That's a big dick statement you just made there, bro.
No, bro. Because, like, I thought he was coming back, like, in February. Like, around the All-Star. I thought he was coming back,
like, March. Like, towards the end of the season.
Yeah, like... But I thought he was coming back, at least. Right. But, like, now that he's not coming back... So, like, that's tough. That's a tough loss, bro.
This is the problem.
That's a tough loss.
Because Steph Curry doesn't need anybody. He just needs a team that can shoot and space the floor and get into that paint.
No, but that's the thing. Steph Curry never made the playoffs without Klay. So we don't know what he's played.
Monte Ellis, if I'm not mistaken.
Dude, Klay Thompson got drafted in 2010, 2011.
With Monte Ellis?
Yes.
Okay.
Because Curry got drafted in 2009, I think.
Yeah.
So, like, they've Klay always
was
played.
2011. I think he was with Kawhi. 2010,
2011.
No, Kyrie was with Kawhi.
Yeah. Anyways, so I don't know if he knows how to play without him.
What?
And also, that's a big loss.
Because he
can get hot like that. Defense.
Because they lost Andre Iguodala and Klay Thompson in one season.
And Sean Livingston, he's a big point guard.
Yeah, he's gone too.
But the thing is, too, I was seeing something. Somebody was like, oh, you guys were saying that they have four All-Stars and we're crying about it. But now that KD's gone, you guys think that the Warriors are done. Okay. Yeah, they have three All-Stars, former All-Stars. But guess what? Draymond, bro, did not look like an All-Star last year.
Nope.
So, I mean, yes, he's a past All-Star. But last year...
We will say this. I won't let any Draymond disrespect go untalked about. Because Draymond is still very good at the things he's good at.
No, yes.
Now, his shooting, gone.
Defense, you think it's still kind of there?
I think it's there. I think it's...
I think he's still
a top 10 defender in the league. But he was top 5, but I still think he's top 10.
It's not like it was before.
That's what I'm saying. I think he was top 5, but now he's top 10. He regressed quite a bit.
A lot. Like, he had a short prime. Especially for somebody bro, Game 7, when 2016 Finals, you know how many points he had? He had, like, 36.
He went 6 for 6 for 3 in the first
Yes. half. Like, he was not trying to go.
Yeah, it was amazing. I watched it.
But, like, what's it called? He had like a short prime though.
Very short, very short.
I think
this might be a crazy ass idea. This is just an idea that's floating in my head that I'm just gonna spew out. Maybe
I wish we had the camera for that.
Maybe, possibly. Draymond just didn't play well with KD. That's just a possibility.
Well, do you see the podcast that Woj put out?
I didn't.
What's it called?
Go ahead.
What's his name?
Draymond.
I couldn't think of
it. He was talking about the KD argument.
Yeah, he was talking about the KD argument. He was saying, like, he was upset, you know, he was mad. And Kerr and Bob Myers, I think is his name?
GM. Yes, sir.
Yeah, they told him he needed to apologize. Uh-huh. And he didn't want to.
Right.
you know, he said, I'm not apologizing, I'm going to apologize on my own. But then he saw that Kevin was actually hurt about it. Like, he was, like he can see that Kevin was actually hurt about what he said. So that's when he apologized. So he Kevin. Said he said that they're actually, like, really close friends and shit like that. So I don't know if that's technically true.
Right. What, that they didn't play together?
Yeah.
I just think that he played better without Kevin Durant. I think that Steph Curry is just an all-world teammate.
Well, the thing is, too, before he came, like, what's his name? Fuck. Draymond Green was kind of like a LeBron. Like, he would, like, facilitate.
He's still good at that.
I know, but with KD, he kind of didn't handle the ball as much. No. Yeah. So maybe that's also something that led him down.
That was a part of my idea. Maybe he didn't play well for KD. I mean, that's just a possibility. I mean, Steph isn't really that ball dominant. He's not ball dominant at all.
He's like a shooting guard, basically.
He played shooting guard most of his career. So adding Draymond to that team, he was perfect for that team because Steph wasn't ball dominant and he could shoot the lights out the place, but he was also your point guard. He was your leader. But Draymond was your emotional leader. They kind of feed off of each other. I think Steph needs Draymond more than Steph needs Klay.
Okay.
Emotionally and defensively, Klay's shooting.
Yeah,
it's just insane. I think I want to see Steph drop 70 this year, and I think
you said that before.
I think it's a possibility. I think it's a strong possibility that Steph could drop 70 this year, and it's just Steve Kerr might take him out and just be like,
"Yeah,
what's the time looking like, bro?"
51.
I don't want to overdo it with the time.
We can do an hour or 10 or something like that.
I want to get into another discussion about a different team.
Huh. Okay, what team?
You know I love these niggas. I said Jaylen Brown should go there. The Hawks.
The Hawks, okay.
I love the Hawks. Trae Young has proven to me why I think he could be the best point guard in the league pretty soon. Very soon. Extremely soon.
Now, are we counting Luka as a point guard as well?
We are not because he's a small forward. That can pass.
But the thing is, too, LeBron was a sophomore.
That can pass. I don't count him as a...
Yes, you do, bro. You said that the other day. You said, bro, they're I always thought of LeBron as a point guard, but now they're just putting him...
I think of him as a point guard in the sense that he brings the ball to the floor, he facilitates. I think of Luka Doncic as a point guard in the sense that he brings up the ball and he facilitates. I think of Trae Young as a point guard as in he plays that position.
Okay.
I don't think LeBron plays the position of point guard.
You shut me up.
Okay. So thank you. I think they play light point guards, but they're not point guards. They're too big to be point guards. Ben Simmons is an actual point guard that actually plays point guard. And I think he's too big to be point guard too, to be honest.
He's actually the tallest point guard, I think.
Ever.
Yeah.
Magic was 6'8". 6'9".
6'9".
Ben Simmons is 6'10". So yeah, probably.
7 foot.
Isaac Bonga's out there.
Oh yeah, but Isaac I think is 6'10" too. If I'm not mistaken.
6'9". He's listed at 6'9".
6'9"? Oh.
In 2K. So I mean 2K is pretty accurate with their shit. They're pretty accurate with the contracts and shit like that.
But you know, anyways, he's still the biggest point guard.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of the bigger point guards in the league. I think Isaac Bonga should get some minutes. I don't know where he's at right now.
I think he's in Washington. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, he was in the
Okay, let's talk about the Lakers fucking up shit real quick.
Bro,
I'm sorry, but you guys let go of Zubac, who's doing spectacular in Clippers Nation. And Thomas Bryant,
Thomas Bryant, he was
got drafted to the Lakers.
Yeah, but he
put
was
in the G League.
Yeah, he was a two-way contract.
He got drafted by the Lakers, though.
I know.
Should have kept him.
I know, but then it was a two-way contract we signed, or not a two-way. We put him at the at the G League, and then But I think
let him go.
Yeah, but
y'all shouldn't have let him go.
He's kind of a small center. I mean, I fuck with him though.
He's a shooter. He shoots.
Thomas Bryant, he's a center, bro.
But he shoots.
No, he don't. Bro, no, he don't. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking
of somebody else,
but I'm pretty sure Thomas Bryant be shooting.
No, bro. No. He don't got a shot like that. He's a hell of a center. I'll give him two.
But he's playing really good in Washington though.
Yeah.
Like let's
yeah. But again, let's bro. Talk about it. But the same thing is, we're in win now mode. We can't have
what the fuck about win now mode.
But we can't have rookies run out like that. Like we can't wait on rookies, bro.
Rookies run out. We can't run on rookies. That's bullshit. Fuck that. You need to run on whatever you guys have. It's hard to get fucking...
I would say one thing, though. I think we are going to miss Mo Wagner as well as Zubats.
Right.
Mo Wagner.
He shoots him.
Yeah.
Thomas shoots him. Thomas Bryant shoots him.
Not with the Lakers, bro.
He shot half for 1.5 last year. That's not a lot, but that's like center shooting numbers. And yeah, he shot him 33%. That's not bad.
Not with the Lakers. He had to develop that. I mean, we could have developed it, but you know.
Man, listen.
Talk about the Hawks, bro. What are you talking about?
Yeah, okay, so the Hawks. So, my thing with the Hawks is Jabari Parker's looking really good for him, which is very surprising.
Because he's like a number 4 pick or something.
He sucks.
Yeah, he was terrible.
He sucks. He dropped 18 today. Trae Young looking spectacular.
Looks, I mean, like Vince is looking good too.
Trae Young looks like a man. Vince didn't get any points tonight.
No, I'm saying like in the preseason, he was looking good.
Yeah, he was looking good, but tonight, no points.
How many minutes?
10. Evan Turner, he's looking pretty good. Evan Turner's looking pretty good.
Don't they have Alan Crabb, I think?
No, sir. It was Evan Turner that you're thinking of. I think they might have gotten Alan Crabb at some point and moved him or something, but... Alan Crabb and Evan Turner are pretty much the same person for me.
I think Alan Crabb's probably a little bit better shooter, but possibly, yeah. Some shit.
Definitely. But they're both decent shooters on terrible contracts. Yeah. So they're pretty much the same nigga for me. I just think that they need maybe a little bit more defense. Maybe Trae Young falls into that Steph Curry rule of defense where if you get fucking slashed, you get beat, you slide back to the center's man and try to get that ball type shit.
But he better not call a switch on VanVleet.
Nah, he should call a switch. VanVleet's a monster.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Trae Young's terrible. Hey,
whoa, one thing. Do you think Curry's a Hall of Famer?
Michael just said that.
So he wouldn't get fined.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, obviously, if Steph Curry retired today, next year he'd be in Hall of
Fame. No, he has to wait 4 years.
Or in 4 years, he'd be in Hall of Fame. First ballot.
Yeah, but... I kind of see, because I was hearing something, and people were like, I don't like saying that he's going to be a Hall of Famer before he retires.
Right. Which yeah. Because you have to finish your season. Yeah. You have to finish your career. You have to finish the book.
Yeah. Because I understand, like, if you're going that way, I understand where you're coming from. But people got to understand that, yeah, Michael thinks he's a Hall of Famer, but if he would have said something like that, he would have complimented Curry too much. He would have got fined.
You pretty much talk about a player and you get fined. You have to talk about
him. I'm surprised he didn't get fined.
Yeah, I swear to God. I'm very surprised.
Because he said he's a very talented player, but I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
He has to off-tip that. I think I'm pretty much done with the Hawks. I didn't really get to say much about him, but
that's fine.
That's whatever. Markel Fultz.
Oh, yeah. He had 11 points, and I think he went 4-for-4.
Markel Fultz. He's looking like a rookie now. He's looking like a rookie right now. So
could he be considered a rookie? Like a rookie probably. Of the year candidate?
No. It's been 2 years. He played 9 games in one of the seasons, if I'm not mistaken.
So Ben Simmons, remember Ben Simmons?
Didn't play no games.
Or not Ben Simmons, Joel. Joel got drafted in 2014, and he missed both of the seasons, and when he came back.
But he was completely missed them. He didn't
He played. I think he played, if I'm not mistaken, he played 20 games in one, and then the other one where it counted.
If I'm not mistaken, 20 games in 2016, or like 30 or 40 or something of that nature.
He looks good. He just needed somebody to leave.
2016 was his first season ever playing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
In any way, shape, or form. 31 games in that season.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. 63 in that season.
Yeah. But anyways, because T-Mac, Tracy McGrady, he actually was. You know, because he's from Orlando, and he played there. He actually went to the practice facility and was talking to Markel and, like, telling him, like, what he should do or, like, how he should train.
How he should go about things.
Yeah, and how he shouldn't hear about stuff like that. It was a great video on The Jump that he was talking about how he kind of mentored him for that for the summer a little bit. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, if you're going to have one of the greatest... two guards, you know, teaching you shit. Listen up.
For real. Sit the fuck down and listen the fuck up. Put your listening ears on, bitch.
But I'm so happy. I'm so happy he's doing great.
I'm very happy. Yeah. Lonzo. Let's talk about Lonzo. He got benched in the fourth. He got benched. They pulled in a Luke Walton on Lonzo. What's going on?
But the thing is, too, you know, maybe he's not comfortable with his shooting just yet. The coach.
Who, the coach isn't comfortable with Lonzo shooting? Because Lonzo is fuck. He's letting that bitch fly.
No, Lonzo. Lonzo's fine. But I'm talking about maybe the coach isn't comfortable with Lonzo taking that role on the fourth, you know, closing.
So, one of the things that was said, and I was... Go ahead.
But one thing is, his defense is going to be really good in the fourth, I feel like. So, yeah, maybe very, that's a trade-off.
He's very useful. Even the free throws were looking decent. So, you can't just hack a Roberson, you know? So real quick, I was looking at it's looking like you're gonna win that bet, bro.
I'm winning, bro. I'm talking all that shit, bro.
Uh oh.
Okay.
I was gonna say, nigga.
Because he says Harden's gonna go. He said last year Harden was gonna go back to back and shit like that.
No, back to back in what? MVPs?
MVPs.
Yeah, fuck out of here. Harden's not getting the MVP this year.
He's not getting an MVP period anymore.
I think he will.
No, bro. Again, no, bro.
Not no time soon. Back to what I was saying. What was I talking about? Lonzo getting benched. So it was said, I didn't watch this game because fuck it. Fuck him. Zion's not playing. I don't need to watch. Speaking of Zion, we'll get to that afterwards.
Bro, we had an hour right now.
Fuck it. We'll get to it afterwards. All right. So Lonzo, they said it seemed like he was trying, Alvin Gentry was trying to ride the hot hand of a particular lineup that he had. But unfortunately, that kind of fucked Lonzo over because when he got back in, he was completely—he had to re-stretch. You know, like he wasn't looking ready. He wasn't looking warmed up. You know, it was looking really bad. It was like 30 minutes in real lifetime or like 45 minutes in real lifetime that he didn't play. It was a long time.
What's 30 minutes in fake time?
30 minutes of basketball just time.
Just funny.
Like the timer.
I know.
Like, you don't ask me a stupid ass question. Anyway, yeah. So I don't know, bro. How do you feel
about what?
About Lonzo
getting benched?
Yeah.
If he's doing it for the reasons that I think he's doing it for the shooting, then I understand, but also you got to, you know, take in consideration he's a pretty good defender. So if you're going to be, you know, in a tight game, mm-hmm. he can most likely lock up the other person.
Yes, sir. Best, Van Fleet dropped 31.
Yeah.
Use that defense.
Yeah. So, and Van Fleet's a shorter point guard. I think he's listed at 6 foot.
Yeah.
You know, actually, they have
those 6'6".
They have the smallest backcourt, if I'm not mistaken.
Who? The Raptors?
The Raptors.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Danny's gone. So,
and Danny was pretty big, too.
Danny's 6'6". 6'7". One of those two. He's in there. Man, I just feel like you gotta play him. But let's get to Zion. Knee injuries, is that scary to you?
People are calling him the next Greg Oden, which I think
that's bullshit.
Yeah, I think they should put a break on that. But that is scary.
He did tear his meniscus.
No, he did. He has surgery. Oh, yeah.
He did tear his meniscus.
He's gonna be out to 6 to 8 weeks. Yeah.
That's scary.
It is scary, and it's because, okay, so there's a lot of factors that go into this. So he's, what, 6'6"?
Correct.
Almost 300 pounds, what, 280?
Yes, sir.
And he plays like a fucking point guard on fucking steroids, like D. Rose. Like, he's fast, he's so athletic, and he just lands, you know, whatever, however he wants. But, like,
Twitchy.
Yeah, but, like, it is scary. It is scary.
That meniscus, man.
Because... him being over, he's not overweight necessarily.
He's wildly overweight for his height.
So Charles Barkley said that when he came into the league, he was 300 pounds. And that summer that he was a rookie, or sophomore, what's it called? Dr. J made him lose 100 pounds. No, 50 pounds, sorry, 50 pounds. So he was at 250 when he was coming in back third season. And he said that was his best weight. Just 250 was the best weight for him. And Charles Barkley was a 6'6 power forward.
Right.
And that they kind of compare them to each other, which, you know, he wasn't as explosive. But I can see, you know, if he loses a couple pounds.
The thing is, I don't think that a lot of Zion's weight is fat.
No, so yeah, it's
hard
muscle.
To
it's
lose muscle.
No, I know, but like the thing is too, you can get like people that can help you out with your diet and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Can assist you with, you know, what type of foods you can eat.
Yeah, but you don't want to get to a low percentage of body fat.
No, yeah. But the thing is too, it's just
It's hard. It's hard. It's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, when you play like that and then you weigh that much,
it's hard to
find a good balance.
And it's hard to try to figure out what to do to avoid it.
Yeah,
because he's so fucking big. He's so fucking explosive. He's so fucking fast. Everything about him is he's the perfect basketball player. The only thing he needs is a jump shot. He's a perfect basketball player. Yeah. Maybe some height and a jump shot be perfect.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't even really need height because he
away from being 6'7" and put him at 6'9" and leave that explosiveness. This nigga's head is touching the top.
If he was 6'9" and weighed that amount, maybe that's fine. I mean, you know?
Maybe to stretch him out a bit.
Yeah.
But he's just so fucking... Everything about him is crazy.
He's just big, bro.
He's insane.
But that's why a lot of big men...
And he's going into the title of this podcast, clickbait.
What's it called? That's why a lot of big men, like Yao, he has a lot of injuries because, you know, he weighs a lot and he's big. He's
so big.
So, they have to really be concerned.
I don't know if they have to be concerned, but if it does happen again, there might need to be some sort of weight loss program for him.
Yeah.
He might need to talk to a nutritionist.
And also, the hard part is when he's going through rehab, he's not going to be able to run or anything, so he can't like go on the treadmill and trying to lose weight. You know what I'm saying? So
he's going to come back really fat.
Yeah, he's just going to be sitting.
Because his diet is a lot of protein,
Yeah, but like Lonzo, when he had that ankle injury, all he was doing was lifting weights, and he got really buff.
Yeah, really buff.
So what's it called? Zion's going
to
do?
He's probably going to have to try to keep his upper body strength, everything.
But the thing is, too, he can go to a sauna and try to lose weight, you know? Sweat it out. Yeah.
That's water weight, though. Water weight
comes can get it back.
You'll literally get it back the next day. Yeah. Losing water weight is good for wrestling. I had a friend that was a wrestler and shit like that. So.
I don't think it's Greg Oden.
No.
Not by the any sense of the word, because Greg Oden... had one leg longer than the other. Yeah, nobody thought that was going to be a concern.
I'd probably say he's closer to Kwame Brown than Greg Oden.
Kwame Brown didn't have any injuries. He just sucked.
He just sucked. Okay, my bad. Oops. Shit.
He
just sucked.
But what's it called? Yeah, man. I don't think necessarily it should be worried now, but I think they should just be walking on eggshells, you know, kind of seeing, hey.
Be really gentle with his minutes.
Yeah.
Don't keep him out, but be gentle. Don't let him go out there and run
25?
Don't let him go out there and run 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe 20 and then work his way back up.
And then I would say...
Put him in the starting lineup, though.
I would say... It's because I don't want to tell a player, hey, don't do this when you're playing.
Because you're an NBA player.
Yeah, you're an NBA player. You should just play.
Right.
But, like, maybe he should just lose a little bit of weight, you know, and then do all the stuff he does.
Again, I say it's going to be hard because a lot of him is muscle. It's not fat. Yeah, it's not just a bunch of fat running around here. Yeah. So he was looking real thick before the summer league, though. That nigga was looking a little fat. For a summer league. And
he was looking big.
But now, like, he's gotten back down to his regular weight, but he's just...
That's his regular weight, but he's still big.
Yeah.
You know?
Moving on. What else do we have? What else can we talk about? This is opening week, so it's a lot of shit.
We don't really have anything.
Because we're going to... No, it's going to be... After.
It's going to be a lot, though, if we have it here. Well, we can do a two-parter, just opening season NBA part one.
We ain't got to do that. This is just season opener.
Season opener, Zion, clickbait.
Season opener, Zion, Greg Oden.
Greg Oden?
Question mark? That's perfect. All right, anyway, we'll fuck with y'all. My name is Meech Rose. This is...
Big Yovani.
You can follow me at M-I-E-C-H-R-O-S-E. You can follow him at...
B-I-G-Y-O-V-A-N-I.
I'm surprised you didn't get on me for spelling out my fucking Twitter name.
I'm here. Big Yovani. At Big Yovani.
Meech Rose. And we are the Lockdown Podcast, the best podcast on the planet for basketball.
Locked and loaded.
Our
Twitter, Lockdown Pod. You can follow that. We don't have any followers. We have like 3 followers, but you know, whatever.
Y'all motherfuckers ain't following shit.
Man.
Why y'all not following shit?
If you follow us and you tweet at us and say, hey, where's the pod?
Then we gonna get better.
We finna be on that
shit. We gonna get better.
But yeah, you know, it's great being back. It's great that basketball's back. It's just a fun time. I'm happy.
And I don't think I've been this happy since 2017.
And
like genuinely, I don't think I've been this actually elated about life since 2017.
And my birthday is on the 29th. We're dropping this what, on Saturday?
Yes, sir.
So Saturday is going to be the 26th. Tomorrow we're going to Chicago.
Yes, sir.
On the 25th. My birthday is the 29th on Tuesday. Yes, sir. So we're going to have fun here. I'm really excited. You know, NBA basketball is back.
We love it.
We love it. I mean, I just beat Jeff for $5. The Bucks just won against the Rockets.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then I betted another $5 against the Clippers versus the Warriors. He got the Warriors. I got the Clippers. That's $10. So I'm happy.
Yeah, man. All right. So, again, Meech Rose, Big Yovani, we gonna fuck with y'all. What it do, baby? Close it out.
Yeah.